Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:21 on a Thursday night in Lansing. Michael Cohen here with producer Emily Scarlett. So how's your hearing? Hopefully it's good enough to hear me, but hearing loss due to noise is not a new concern. And the University of Michigan and researchers there are looking into where and how most of the damage occurs. To find out about the latest research, I'm joined by Rick Neitzel, assistant professor at the U of M School of Public Health and the Risk Science Center. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I remember back in the days of the Walkman, we'd strap on our headphones, crank the volume to 10, and it seemed okay at the time. There was a lot of concern, though, about hearing damage then. What about today? Are kids and adults being smarter about their hearing?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, it's curious. I think the idea of people getting really sort of worried about hearing loss predates even the Walkman. I suspect it goes back to rock and roll and maybe even to the first amplified music. But today, I think the key difference between what we're facing and what we faced with the Walkman era is the fact that we have MP3 players, for example, that can go all day on a single charge. I remember my Walkman, I had to change the batteries about every 45 minutes. So going all day was really not an option. But today we have potentially more exposure and for much longer periods.
Now,
I would say... I don't know that people are being any smarter about their hearing, that said, and this increased potential for exposure does make me a little concerned for people's hearing health.
So how loud does something have to be to damage your hearing if you're listening to it for several hours, let's say?
Well, that's a great question. So the Environmental Protection Agency has a recommended limit of 70 decibels, but that's not for a couple hours. That's sort of on average. If we can keep your average exposure below 70, we don't really have to worry. When we start talking about periods of a couple of hours, if we're getting up to the 80 to 85 decibel range, that starts to be a concern. So if you're listening at sustained levels to 85 decibels for many hours a day, that's when we're entering into the risk of hearing loss range.
I mean, what is that? I mean, is it 5, 10? I mean, on the volume meter, how do you know you're hitting that kind of a number?
That's a great question, and unfortunately, with the technology we have today, for the most part, it's really difficult to tell how much you're being exposed to, but for comparison purposes, 85 decibels is about as loud as operating a gas-powered lawnmower, and certainly many of the devices on the market today can produce much more sound than that, but that's just sort of a ballpark reference. So 85 on some, for example, MP3 players might be as low as 2 or 3 on the volume dial, and on some it may be up towards the high end. There's a lot of variability between devices.
If you're causing damage to your hearing, can you feel it? Does it kind of hurt your ears or not necessarily?
Yeah, it would be great if it did. Unlike a lot of conditions where our bodies are damaged, our hearing is not particularly sensitive in terms of providing pain. So it turns out, as I mentioned, a couple hours a day at 80 decibels might accrue some hearing damage over time, but our ears don't start to present a painful sensation until about 125 decibels, which is about 100,000 times more energy. So if you're waiting for your ears to hurt, unfortunately, you're waiting far too long.
I'm talking to Rick Neitzel. He is an assistant professor at the U of M School of Public Health and the Risk Science Center. Now, Rick, in terms of ambient noise, if you live in a big city or you're around traffic noise constantly, does that do any damage to your hearing?
Well, we've just finished this study in New York City where we sampled 4,500 people who lived and worked in the city, looked at all their different exposures from noise associated with transit, associated with going to work, going to recreational things like concerts and sporting events, listening to their MP3 players. We found that everyday things actually can present a risk of hearing loss. For example, 1 in 10 of the transit users that we sampled were estimated to be at risk of hearing loss from just their use of transit. That's not considering what they do for work, how often they go to shows, that sort of thing. Likewise, for MP3 players, which a lot of people use all day long, again, we saw that actually almost 2 out of 3 of the people we surveyed were getting too much noise from their MP3 players, enough that they would be at risk of hearing loss after enough use.
I mean, do we all probably have some level of hearing loss, consider how much noise we're exposed to?
Well, our study would suggest that at least in a big urban environment like New York City, about 9 in 10 people are exposed to more noise, or enough noise, I should say, to produce some hearing loss. Now, the next step after this study is to go out and actually survey people's hearing and see if they have as much as we expect them to have. But definitely, based on the exposures that we're seeing, I would say the vast majority of people are at risk of at least some hearing loss.
I know one sign that you've done some damage is if you get that ringing in your ear, which, you know, can happen after, let's say, a loud concert. When that kind of a thing occurs, I mean, the noise goes away, but is that causing permanent damage, or does the hearing ability recuperate somehow?
An excellent question. So the thought now is that after you have a really loud exposure, like a concert or like going out and shooting a gun, for example, your ears are damaged temporarily, but the idea is they recover almost completely. Now, unfortunately, if they recover only 99.9% of that original hearing ability, well, if you're losing 0.01% of your hearing on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, eventually that's going to add up to a pretty substantial loss. So the bad thing about hearing loss is it accrues very slowly. So by the time you notice that you have a hearing loss, it's probably been going on for quite some time, months or years. So that's the downside of noise, in that it creeps up very slowly on us, and by the time we realize, it's too late.
So most of the noise, though, and most of the damage we do, we're typically doing to ourselves. Is that not the case in terms of listening to loud music, typically with headphones? Isn't that the most direct and impactful way that we're putting noise into our ears?
Well, it's interesting. So I'm an occupational hygienist. I deal primarily with workplace health and safety issues. And I would say if you work in an industry where there's high noise produced, for example, manufacturing, construction, agriculture, for folks in those industries, the predominant risk of hearing loss is going to be at work. But as we move into a more service-based economy where people aren't making things every day, they might be in an office environment, then for those folks, what they're doing outside of work is definitely going to be driving their hearing loss. And it would appear that for the vast majority of those people, in fact, listening to music actually represents their most significant risk of hearing loss.
I mean, is using headphones in general not an advisable thing to do?
Well, I'll tell you, it really depends on the type of headphone or earbud that you use. So there's pretty good evidence that there's a huge range of quality and types of earphones and earbuds on the market. The kind you really want to use are the kind that are marketed as sound isolating or noise blocking. What those do is they cut out the noise around you and let you just enjoy your music. Whereas if you wear a less expensive kind that doesn't block so much sound, you end up having to fight with the sounds that are around you. So, for example, if you're riding on a noisy subway car, instead of blocking out that subway noise and listening just to your music, you end up turning the music up and up and up to overcome that background noise, and you're actually ending up placing yourself at increased risk of hearing loss. So earphones on their own are not a bad thing, but certainly investing in a good quality noise-blocking device is going to really benefit your ears in the long run.
Just 30 seconds left, but I know the threshold for pain is about 125 decibels. Even a brief one-time exposure above that level can cause permanent hearing loss. What creates that level of noise?
So those levels of noise, fortunately, are very rare. That would be something like an explosion, a gunshot, things that are very brief but very, very intense, fireworks, firecrackers, things along those lines. So for those sorts of exposures, people need to be extra careful and be sure to use hearing protection during those exposures.
Rick Neitzel, assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Public Health and the Risk Science Center. Rick, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mike.